Tom.
More honesty than you can handle.
More empowerment than you can imagine.
You're tuned in to Tavis Smiley.
And I'm glad about it. We're in our final half hour today, and we are about to commence a conversation with director J.J. Anderson, who is going to talk to us about her debut feature documentary. It's called Sacred Soil, the Piney Woods School story about this amazing historically African-American boarding school in Mississippi. Before we commence the conversation, hear now some sound from the documentary Sacred Soil, the Piney Woods School story.
I want all of you to have the kind of fearlessness that allows you to be leaders. But that kind of fearlessness is one that is not about you. It's a fearlessness for something bigger than you. It's a fearlessness for something other than you. Lawrence Jones, right, founded this place in the days of segregation. A fearlessness, as it was chronicled, going it alone. I wish all of us the freedom of fearlessness that's not for us, but for something bigger than us. Repeat after me, I will be
honest,
trustworthy, and respectful.
Yes,
I will not lie,
cheat, or steal.
Live life exponentially, practice love, have integrity. Keep the faith, strive for excellence, and be empowered. Have a wonderful rest of your day. God bless you. You're in the hands of Ms. Cross.
Good morning,
everyone. J.J. Anderson, it's an honor to have you on this program. I said at the top of our show almost 3 hours ago now, I played this clip at the top of every day's show. I tell what we're doing in the next 3 hours. And so I played this clip at the top of the first hour, again, almost 3 hours ago. And we started getting all kind of responses from people who said, man, I wish my day started with a pep talk like that every single day. There was somebody before they sent me off to class or sent me out into the world, somebody showed up in my room and gave me a pep talk like that. It's an amazing clip from this wonderful documentary called Sacred Soil, the Piney Woods School Story. The director is J.J. Anderson, who I'm pleased to have on this program. J.J., how are you?
I'm so wonderful, Tavis. Before we start, I just have to say how honored I am to be on this call with you. You are a legend and a pillar in the community, and I can tell my parents and my family, I've made it now. I'm on the air with Tavis. Thank you so much for having me.
No, you were kind. I appreciate you saying that, and your parents will hear about your experience today, and my mother's listening in Indiana, and trust me, she's just as proud to hear you say that as well. So we are all trying to make our mothers and fathers and families proud, and that's all I'm really doing today, and for that matter, all the days of my life up until this point in the days to come. But I appreciate you saying those very kind words. It means a great deal to me. And I'm honored to have you on because you're doing some amazing work. It's your feature documentary, and I want to celebrate you as well. I was saying to the audience earlier, I was born in Mississippi. Right. So I know that state rather well. And over the years of my career, I've been invited two or three times, I think, to speak at the Piney Woods School. So I've been there. I know the backstory. I have friends who sent their kids there over the course of my lifetime. And so I know this school somewhat, and I celebrate the school as well. But for those who have not heard about this Piney Woods School in Mississippi, let's just take a few minutes, first of all, for you to tell the audience about the school and the historic nature of it.
Of course, yeah. So the Piney Woods School was founded in 1909 by Lawrence C. Jones. And this was a way to educate children of the formerly enslaved. In Rankin County, in which Piney Woods sits, there was an 80% illiteracy.
Hold on one second, JJ. Let me just interrupt right quick. I hate to do this, but you said one word that jumped out at me, and I want to make a connection for this audience in real time. We're going to talk about the history of this school, JJ will, in just a second. But she mentions Rankin County. You may have just heard the news a few days ago that the so-called Goon Squad, these white officers who were maiming and murdering and just doing all kinds of evil to black residents in Mississippi, they called themselves the Goon Squad. They just got sentenced to years that we can't imagine. Never in the life of this state of Mississippi would we ever have imagined that white cops would be forced to spend these kinds of sentences behind bars for the rest of their lives, for some of these guys, I think. But that, right. that goon squad, as they called themselves, is in Rankin County. That's where that went down in Mississippi. So Rankin County is the home of where Pontywood sits. Want to just connect those dots for the audience? JJ, take it away.
And and speaking to that, you can imagine how special it is that the Pontywood School sits in that county, right? And speaking of what's going on. And so I think at that time it wasn't any different. Of course, they're, right. And it could even consider it to be more severe. Either way, Lawrence C. Jones founded this school as a way to teach kids of the formerly enslaved how to read and really take back their power, right? The school was modeled after the Tuskegee model. Lawrence C. Jones was in correspondence with Booker T. Washington, and really learning how to build a school and really honing in on these more vocational or trade practices. So thinking of carpentry, thinking of agriculture. And since then, it has really developed and evolved into a college preparatory school in which kids from all over the world, black kids from all over the world, come to have a fighting chance at a top-notch education and go on to the colleges of their dreams. And we're talking about HBCUs, we're talking about Yale, we're talking about TIFF, right? And so today, or at least when we were filming, there were about 100 kids there, a lot of them on scholarship, all of them extraordinarily brilliant. And that's what Piney Woods is today. Where I really fell in love with Piney Woods was their mission and the how dedicated they were to it. So Piney Woods focuses on educating kids' heads, hearts, and hands. Mm. So not only thinking about inside the classroom, right, but thinking about how to instill empathy, how to instill self-awareness. The clip you played, Dr. Crossley, saying, it's for something bigger than you, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. so really instilling in these kids that their weight, their importance, their mission in this world is for something greater than them. And then, of course, hands. There's still the component of working on the farm, which I really, really love, Tavis, because since 1920, black farmers have been disappearing. I would say about 14% of all farmers in 1920 were black, and today about 1%. That's mm-hmm. it, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's not a necessity for these kids or a requirement to work on the farm, but the option is there. And I really, really love that they're carrying on this practice.
Yeah. What kinds of students are you mentioned how brilliant they are. Indeed, they are. But is there a profile of the kind of student, the kind of parent that would send their kid to a school called Piney Woods these days?
Yeah, so it's interesting that you ask, and I appreciate that you say these days, because there was a 60 Minutes documentary that was done in the 90s, and in there you're told that a lot of the kids who come to the school have no other options, that they have behavioral issues. Today, that couldn't be more different. There is an eclectic mix, and some of the kids are leaving places or coming here for refuge, but really it's children who, again, just are placing their academic success at the top of their mind. These are kids who want more, and these are also kids who want to be around their own folks, who want to see reflections of themselves in the classroom. So it's definitely an eclectic mix. You have kids from Ethiopia, kids from Brazil, and of course a lot of kids from local areas in Mississippi.
When we come forward, I want to ask JJ how it is that this school has survived. I was just in conversation the other night with some people at a dinner meeting, and I was making the point to them. They were talking about, you know, the station and my syndicated show and what we're doing. And I was, you know, pleased to hear those compliments. But I was saying to them, I'm at the point of my life now where I have been so blessed to have achieved pretty much every individual success I can think of. But I realize it's no longer about the individual. It's got to be about institution building, hence what I'm doing at this station and beyond across the country. It can't just be about individual success. What about the institutions that we build? But I hasten to add that institutions in black surviving for a long period of time is not the norm. It's just not the norm. That's just a fact. And I'm fascinated by how Piney Woods has survived all these years. And we'll ask J.J. Anderson when we come forward how that has been made possible. In my career, I have interviewed many times and have known J.J. Abrams, but now I know J.J. Anderson. How blessed am I? You're listening to her right now on Tavis Smiley.
You're listening to Tavis Smiley.
Tavis Smiley.
Ranked number 45 on the Heavy 100 list of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America.
helping to make you the most knowledgeable person in your circle of friends. This is Tavis Smiley.
M-I, crooked letter I, crooked letter I, humpback, humpback I. That's how we were taught to learn to spell Mississippi, as one who was born in that state. I am honored in this half hour to be talking to J.J. Anderson, who is the director. Her feature documentary is called Sacred Soil, the Piney Woods School Story. All right, JJ, tell me how it is that this school has survived all these years, because as I said a moment ago, building institutions in black ain't easy to do in the first place, but letting them, seeing them survive and stand for decades is a whole nother story. Tell me about that part, as we say.
Yeah, so I can tell you it's definitely been by the hair of their chin. It's been a struggle. When you think of the PWR, the counterparts to black boarding schools, right? They're founded by endowments, and a lot of their endowments are upwards to $1 billion. Piney Woods doesn't necessarily have that. They're surviving off of grants that they get, you know, semi-regularly, and of course, private donations. And so when we came to campus, you know, Dr. Crossley shared stories with us of having to go around to different printers in the office just to provide paper to the kids. When you're looking, the entire campus sits on 2,000 acres. About 65 of those acres are in operation. And they have these beautiful buildings that are closed down because they can't upkeep them. It's very similar to the HBCU struggle. And so they are treading water, as you hear Dr. Crossley say in the film, just based off of private donations and grants alone, right? Mm-hmm. During the premiere in Mississippi, they were presented with a $2.5 million match check from a very generous donor. Mm. And so I'm encouraging everyone to go online, go on their website, and donate what they can, whether that's a dollar, whether that's $20. We want to get them to that match check. But it's up to us, Tavis. It's really up to us.
Well, I will go on there and make my own contribution. Since you went there, and I want to make sure this audience gets a chance to participate, since we're heard across the country, give the information how we can support this Piney Woods school to get that $2.5 million match. Give me the sites, the addresses.
Okay, so it's Piney. Okay, Tavis, you're putting me on the spot.
I'm sorry. Well, you know what? Hold up. You know, yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
No. I got it.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I gotcha. All right, you guys. So it's www.pineywoods.org, and they do have a donation button on there. You'll see it right underneath the trailer for the film, and you just click donate, and you do your thing.
There you go, pineywoods.org. And by the way, if you don't know this school, it's spelled P-I-N-E-Y, Woods. Pineywoods.org is where you go. There's a donate button right there when you get there. I'll be going there later today, now that I know about this, to make my own contribution to support this school. But I'd hate to see a black institution, and that's the word of this hour, black institution, right? I'd hate to see a school like Piney Woods have the opportunity to receive $2.5 million, and they don't get it because they don't raise the money to match. So let's do our part if we can. Whatever you can give, as we say at my church, it ain't about equal giving, but it is about equal sacrifice. Whatever you can sacrifice at pineywoods.org to help them meet this $2.5 million match, I thank you on behalf of them right now. Our remaining moments with the director of this new documentary called Sacred Soil, the Piney Woods School Story, J.J. Anderson, when we come forward on Tavis Smiley.
This is the Tavis Smiley Show. Made fresh daily in the Mert Park, Los Angeles, California. You're listening to Tavis Smiley.
I remind you now, and I remind you once again before we close this hour and today's show, there's a $2.5 million match that the Piney Woods School in Mississippi, this historically black school, can access if they do their part. So I'm going to help them. I'm asking you, if you're listening across the country right now, to go to pineywoods.org, P-I-N-E-Y, pineywoods.org, donate whatever you can to help Piney Woods raise this $2.5 million to get this match to continue the long-standing tradition of this institution, which is featured in the new documentary. The feature documentary from director J.J. Anderson. It's called Sacred Soil, the Piney Woods School Story. In the 2 minutes I have left, I will give it to you, J.J., and here's my exit question. Where and how, or why for that matter, did you get the notion to do this documentary, and what do you hope that the documentary will achieve?
Yeah. So, Tavis, my dad actually went to a black boarding school called Boggs Academy that was located in Georgia, and it closed in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And it did wonders for him. He was having trouble with the public school system to it, succeeding in it. And so they sent him there for a bit. And he had such fond memories and spoke about it with me throughout my childhood and into my adulthood. All of the women on my dad's side of my family went to Tuskegee. I went to Tuskegee for a year, and it was hands down one of the best years of my life. Mm. And I left because of the lack of resources. To be quite honest with you, I left because of similar reasons that Maurice left Piney Woods, right? It wasn't something I wanted to do, but it was something that I felt I had to do. And so I did a deep dive into black boarding schools, just thinking about my father, thinking about his experiences, and came across Piney Woods and learned that it was one of the last standing, one of four, right? There used to be 100, and I want everyone to think about that. There used to be 100 black boarding schools before desegregation, and now there are only four left, and without a doubt, they are struggling. And so I did this film out of necessity. I was shocked that no one, or that this was an issue that hasn't been highlighted, that a lot of people don't know about black boarding schools. I myself just thought they were a thing of the past. And so really, this was a calling. It was a service. And I just want people to think about what's at risk. Black boarding schools are designed with our kids in mind, right? In every sense of the word. And so what happens when they disappear is we lose that empowerment. We lose that audacity. We lose that strength. These are the kids of today, and they're the kids of tomorrow. Let's invest in them.
It is not easy to build and sustain black institutions in this country, don't I know? So when we get a chance to save one, to extend its life, its work and witness, we should do so. This black boarding school in Mississippi is called the Piney Woods School. And again, the website is pineywoods.org, P-I-N-E-Y, woods.org. They have the chance to access a $2.5 million grant if they can match that number. So let's do our part across America to help save this amazing school called Piney Woods in Mississippi. When you go to that website, pineywoods.org, you can learn more about the documentary that has been directed by J.J. Anderson, our guest in this hour. It's called Sacred Soil, the Piney Woods School Story. J.J., my first time talking to you, not my last. I'm sure you'll be doing a lot more artistic endeavors, undertaking more endeavors in the years to come. I look forward to having you back on this program. But for now, thank you for doing this, and thank you for this conversation. All the best to you and your precious family.
Thank you so much, Tavis. I appreciate you. And this has truly been a highlight of the press run. Truly, this is incredible. Thank you for making time.
You are very kind. Just like that, 3 hours gone. Back tomorrow, Lord willing, to do it all over again. Until then, thanks for listening to Tavis Smiley. And as always, keep the faith.